Well, we want to look tonight at Christ's lesson on prayer. Three simple points. But we want to look at the passage and read it carefully, thoughtfully. Matthew 6:5-13. Jesus says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." We see then three important instructions concerning prayer, at least three, but three I'll bring out. One is pray privately. Pray privately. Now, we are praying together, and of course we have that great example from Daniel. First group prayer meeting was when he and his three friends got together to pray for their lives. So it's not wrong, and that's certainly true. But your attitude, your personal attitude about prayer, ought not to be seen of men. "When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men." Holiness to them is being seen doing holy things. "Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret. The Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." It seems to me that the opposite of praying for people to hear and see, where you would craft your words to be able to sound elegant and all these things, what he's saying here is actually pray. Talk with God. Don't try to parade your holiness before others. The second lesson, pray passionately. Matthew 6:7-13, when you pray, use not vain repetitions. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Go through the beads of the rosary to remind you to pray until you get to that particular bead again. Use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Bombard God with this, you see. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. So we don't pray to God because he doesn't know. We pray to God so that we know that it's him answering our prayers. So speak from the heart. Don't give yourself to ritual prayer. It's not wrong to do that. It's just harder, because in a ritual prayer, you have to all the more keep your mind and your heart on what you're saying. So in a conversation, speak from the heart. Unburden your heart. You're speaking to the God of the universe. You're speaking to the most powerful being ever, but you're speaking to your Father. He cares about you. The Holy Spirit within you is interpreting what you're trying to say to him anyway. See? So you're getting across, but what are you getting across? Not so much the words you say, but the heart that is that's speaking it. Really talk to God. There's no virtue in repeated words or ritualistic long sessions. We say, sweet hour of prayer, and I have challenged myself and others to spend an hour in prayer. But that can be a self-defeating thing where you're just tediously going through. When I was reading about some of the great men, Martin Luther said he would spend 4 hours in prayer, and he had to get everything done in a day. And then I found out what was going on there. He was going through the Ten Commandments. He was quoting that and meditating on that and praying that in his life. And then there was another one, maybe the Lord's Prayer or the Beatitudes, I forget. But he was getting himself into the mood of prayer, the thing of prayer, by turning the scripture into his own words and praying to God concerning that. So as you're dealing with your life before God and the Word of God, you can take quite a long time. But really talk. So no virtue in repeated words or ritualistic long sessions. And the last is pray pointedly. Pray pointedly. This is a pet peeve of mine. He says, hallowed be thy name. May your name be considered holy, separated from the things of the world. Thy kingdom come. We see the world getting worse and worse. The only satisfaction I get from seeing that is that's the way he says it's going to be. Degenerates down to the Antichrist ruling the whole world. Satan's own man, Satan himself ruling the world through his mediator, Antichrist. And religion sunk so low that it's the false prophet who rules the world, demanding that it's the beast, it's the Antichrist that is worshipped. So it's kind of a straight line decline till you get to that, scraping the true bottom. And then Christ comes. Then the kingdom is set in. And so we're saying, may it be. Let that happen. The English word pray came from the Latin precari, from prex, meaning request or ask. Prayer then is not pronouncing a blessing, though you can do that within a prayer, but it is making a request. A request must be specific. What if your child says, make me happy? Could you be a little clearer? It would be hard to fulfill the request. So, if we ask God, be with me, what does that mean? What if we say, bless the missionaries? How will we know? Help our church. Do what? You see, we make those requests, and then it is nearly impossible to recognize if our prayer was answered. Jesus taught us to ask for God's kingdom to come. He illustrated asking for God's will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. He urged us to ask for our daily food. He wanted us to pray for forgiveness for our sins. He told us to ask that God not lead us into destructive temptation, but oppositely deliver us, rescue us from the devil. You see how easily you can discover if these things happen? when I was counseling with people who were going through just feeling so distraught with the way things were going in the world, I said, what you need to do is to pray, but you need to keep a record of this, because we can pray and just be talking to ourselves. So he said, take a piece of paper, fold it and fold it and fold it and put it in your shirt pocket, I said to the guy. And then write your prayer request on there with the date when you pray. Make it specific enough you can tell if there's an answer. When there is an answer, go back, put a check mark or something, and write down the date. And I said, this becomes this tremendous testimony. This becomes the bank account that you can go to when you bow the next time. You're going to ask something that might be impossible, but you can go back and check off all the impossible things that he's already done for you. So let's recognize Christ's lesson on prayer.